This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 4th, brought to you by Strativation Group. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley continues to press against the EPA's anemic renewable volume obligations for biofuels. In his call with reporters today, Grassley said he had elected leaders from both sides of the aisle want more realistic RVO objectives.
The EPA's inaction has since hamstrung the biofuel industry. Biodiesel plants have closed and investments have cooled. Biofuels have a strong history of bipartisan support in the Congress. I look forward to continuing this tradition with my colleagues, and that'd be colleagues on both sides of the aisle. We'll keep up the pressure on EPA to set RVOs to a level that industry experts know producers can fulfill.
Kaylee Tkach Buller with the National Oilseed Processors Association says Chinese imports of used cooking oil are also pressing on the renewable diesel industry.
In 2021 alone, less than 300 million pounds were coming in, and now over 3 billion pounds in 2023 of UCO. To put it another way, that equates to 383 million gallons of renewable diesel and nearly 236 million bushels of soybeans. So this is a lot of volume of used cooking oil coming into the U.S. and displacing U.S. crops.
Buller says the integrity of those supplies isn't guaranteed.
Right now, there is not a definition of what UCO is. California is incentivizing all this fuel to come in because it essentially carries a much lower CI score than soybean oil. So our public policies are incentivizing this to happen. And so at a bare minimum, we really need to understand what's coming in, verify that what it is says it is, it's from where it says it is, and that we're considering options to address this.
Grassley said this is a new issue for Congress to deal with.
We've had two meetings on the subject. My staff has had meetings with other Midwestern senators. We're trying to then in turn have conversation with the industry. There isn't any gelling of approach, except there is agreement that we should be following up to make sure that this is used. If it isn't, it can't come to our country. It can't be eligible for the tax credit.
Separately, members of the European Union recently raised a similar issue. France and Germany want stricter checks on a surge in imports from China of supplies declared as recycled oil and fat, which may instead be cheaper and less sustainable oil. American Farm Bureau Women's ACE Summit is underway in Washington. AFBF Women's Committee Chair Isabella Chisholm says over 100 farm women will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow calling for progress on farm programs.
No, it's not different from the sense of what we're trying to accomplish. What is different is the story and the way that women specifically tell the farm story. That's part of what this conference is all about. Peer-to-peer training and leadership development seems to be a real strong part of the way women grow in confidence and courage in order to do the things that they want to do anyway.
Chisholm says they'll appeal for balance in farm and food programs.
In order to have conservation and nutrition programs, you have to have agriculture. And if you don't support agriculture, then there is no need for those other programs, because where is all of that coming from? It is a farm bill, and we do not only protect and preserve the growing of the food, but also the distribution of the food and the food dollars out there. And then how are we preserving and conserving the land and wildlife in our area?
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Strativation Group. Ready to elevate your impact and results? Look no further than Strativation Group. Our team of research and marketing pros understands the challenges faced by agribusinesses and organizations by engaging with the hardworking farmers who drive your success. We dig deeper to uncover insights that fuel your growth through smart, informed strategies that work. We're not just advisors, we're your growth partners. Visit StrativationGroup.com to see where strategy meets innovation. Strativation Group, proud research partners with AgriPulse. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.